Hey everybody, it's Friday, I'm Matthew Ilaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the teaching. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your word. We thank you for all the good things you revealed to us this week on the broadcast. And Lord, we're asking you again today for revelation of your word. We're asking you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see the results of it working in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been talking about renewing our minds. And I want to go back over to Romans chapter 12, and let's look at verse 2 again to start today's broadcast. It says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now, this is not a suggestion. This is a command from God to not be conformed to the world and to get our minds renewed. So on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about how we are going to get our minds renewed. And the first thing we need to understand is that our minds are programmed by what we expose ourselves to. I want to say that to you again. Our minds are programmed by what we expose ourselves to. In 1 Corinthians 15, 33, it says that evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, the word communications there means interactions. It means intercourse or companionships. And what's it saying? It's saying evil interactions, evil companionships. These things will corrupt good manners, and manners means habits. And so who you expose yourself to will program you. And if you expose yourself to evil things, it'll program you to corrupt habits. Come on, whatever we expose ourselves to is going to program us. Proverbs 13:20 says this, "He that walks with a wise man shall be wise." And so the opposite is true too. If you expose yourself to wise people, it will program you to be wise. And so here's the thing. Your mind won't be renewed to something that you're rarely exposed to. I need to say that to you again. Your mind won't be renewed to something you're rarely exposed to. If you're not feeding on the Word, if you're not going to church and reading your Bible and feeding on a bunch of the world's junk, then your mind's not going to be renewed to the Word when you're rarely exposed to the Word. And that's the first thing we need to understand about getting our minds renewed, that if our minds are going to get renewed to the Word of God, then we need constant and consistent exposure to the Word of God. That is the only way to get your mind renewed to the Word, is to expose yourself to the Word. And as you do, your mind will start getting renewed. And so a big key to getting your mind renewed to God's Word is to staying connected to it. You know, in James chapter 1, verse 21, it says this, "Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." Now, when it's saying lay apart all filthiness and naughtiness, friend, if you don't lay it apart in your thinking, then you won't lay it apart in your living. And so how did it tell us to lay apart this filthiness and naughtiness in thought and life? It said to receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, engrafted word means the word that you attach to yourself. If you know anything about skin grafts, or they do grafting in plants and trees, if you know anything about grafting, you know that you take two things that are separate and you attach them together, you bind them together so that they stay connected, and eventually they will grow together and become one. And this is what you and I have to do if our minds are going to be renewed to God's Word. We have to attach ourselves to the Word, and we have to make sure that we stay connected to the Word until our thinking and the Word becomes one, until the way that we think and God's Word join together, and now they are one, and I think in line with this Bible. This is the engrafted Word. And if you want your mind to be renewed to God's Word, you have to stay connected to that Word long enough until that Word begins to overtake how you think, and pretty soon you and that Word are one in thought. The engrafted Word, a big key, a huge major key to getting your mind renewed is to stay connected to the Word. You expose yourself to the Word, but then you stay hooked to it all the time. You're feeding on it. You're listening to it. You got it going in throughout the week. You go to church on Sunday. You're reading your Bible. And by staying connected to it like that, eventually the engrafted Word will save you, will make you whole on the inside. And that includes in your thinking and in your thoughts. You know, society has learned this idea of total immersion when it comes to learning a new language. And in learning a new language, what they've learned is that if a person will totally immerse themselves in that language, in the sense of that is the only language they speak in, and that is the only language they hear, and that is the only language that they're exposed to, that's total immersion. If they'll do that with that language, they will learn it exponentially faster than they ever could have before. And how do they do it? They do it by total immersion. Now, whether or not they know it, they learned this from the Bible. God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8, meditate, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. What's God telling Joshua? If you will immerse yourself in this Word, it will change the way that you think and operate to the place where you are doing everything you see in this Word. So again, you can see how important the connection is. Meditate in it day and night. Don't let it depart from your mouth. And friend, if your mind is going to be renewed, you got to attach yourself. I mean, you got to see it. I'm attaching myself. I'm binding myself to this Word, and I'm going to stay bound to it until I become one with it in the way that I think. Now, words are designed to program whoever feeds on them. And so there's a connection between the words you feed on and how you think. I want to say it to you again. Words are designed to program whoever feeds on them. And so there's a connection between the words you feed on and how you think. Friend, if you feed on the world's junk way more than you're feeding on God's Word, then you're going to be programmed to think like the world thinks by the words of the world. And so if we want to get our minds renewed to the Word of God, then we have to feed on His words. We are in danger of being programmed by the words that we feed on. And so this is a big key in getting your mind renewed. You need to be mindful and watchful about the words that you're feeding on, because words will program you. And so the Bible tells us that there's some words that we should shun. In 2 Timothy 2:16, it says, shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. There are some words that if you feed on, they will cause you to think and act and live ungodly. And this is how you cut off wrong thinking at the source. You stop feeding on words that produce wrong thinking, and you will stop thinking wrong. If you only feed on the Word of God, then you will eventually will start thinking right. And so it says, shun these bad words. But then in Deuteronomy 11, verse 18, it says this, God said, lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, and talk about them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall write them upon the doorpost of your house and upon your gates. We are admonished over and over again in the Word to keep the Word in front of us all the time. Why would God tell us to do that? He wants you to keep His Word in front of you. He wants you to continually feed on His Word so that you get programmed to think the way He thinks, so that your mind gets renewed to think the way God wants you to think. Why is that? Because to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And when you think like the way the Lord thinks, you'll agree with Him, you'll walk with Him, you'll be used of Him, you'll enjoy the full measure of His blessing on your life. And so He's constantly admonishing us, almost pleading with us. He told us in Proverbs 4, "My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, keep them in front of your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart." What's He saying? Feed on my words so that you'll think right. And if you think right, it'll open your life up to a measure of my blessing, and you'll be used of me. But if you think wrong, to be carnally minded is death. And friend, this is a problem that a lot of Christians are having. They feed on the world's junk day after day, so they don't think right. And to be carnally minded is death. And so they live lives full of death and destruction. And it started with what they were feeding on. And so you and I are going to make the decision to expose ourselves to God's Word, to stay connected to His Word, and to feed on His Word. And if we do that, our minds will be renewed to think the way God wants us to think. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, your mind is programmed by what you expose yourself to. Number two, a key component of renewing your mind is to stay connected to the Word. And then number three, words are designed to program whoever feeds on them. And so there's a connection between the words you feed on and how you think. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank You so much for all that You revealed to us this week on the broadcast. And Lord, we're asking You for a measure of Your grace and Spirit to get our minds renewed to a level that they've never been renewed to before. We make a decision right now today to expose ourselves to Your words, to stay connected to Your words, and to feed on Your words. And Father, we thank You that when we do, Your Spirit will go to work and cause our minds to be renewed. And we do thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast this week. I've been so blessed by what the Lord has been ministering to us, and I'm in this process with you of getting my mind renewed more and more to God's Word. And I believe that in the coming days that we are going to get our minds renewed, we're going to think more like the Father thinks, and in turn, we are going to be used more of Him, and we are going to see a greater measure of His blessing in our lives, in Jesus' name. Now, don't forget to come back Monday for our next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody, Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world. And your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast, and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.